Now I've got Noel Rock from Fine Gael on the line, and good morning, Noel.
How are you? How are things?
Not bad at all. Now, listen, we just put out a pre-recorded interview just after 11 o'clock with Paul Morphy, Socialist Party MEP, speaking against Jobs Bridge and the Gateway schemes. So you're on to speak for the Jobs Bridge and Gateway schemes. Okay, tell us what your take on it is, Noel, please.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to give you an idea, I'm out kind of in, you know, areas where there's a lot of youth unemployment every day, every night of the week now, you know, Ballymun, Finglas, Glasnevin, Drumcondra, kind of Beaumont, Whitehall areas. And I meet people, young people, day in, day out, who are, you know, they want to work, they want to get out there, they want a job, but they're going for interviews, if they're even getting interviews, and they're finding that the experience is, the lack of experience is letting them down.
Yeah.
So for that reason and that reason alone, I think Job Bridge and the Gateway Scheme, while they're not ideal, they are helpful. They're helpful for these people in terms of keeping them in the PRSI system, in terms of giving them tax credits, in terms of giving them experience, and in terms of giving them a bit of confidence and a bit of get up and go to get out there and do the job.
Right, well, basically, you know, I mean, if you're saying if we get them out of bed in the morning and get them to do something rather than lying around all day, is that it?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, that's definitely one part of it, you know. I mean, I have plenty of friends who are unemployed, and they'll tell you themselves if you get them honestly. You know, they're trying to get work. They're trying to get going. But if you don't have work and you don't have anything to do with your day, it can be that bit more difficult, you know, that way. Now, I mean, we have a system here where you get €188 for, you know, your social welfare payment. Now, Job Bridge is going to give you an extra €50 on top of that, €238. Not a huge amount of money, you know, not a lot of money. Enough to get by on, enough to look after yourself with when you include the rent supplement and the secondary payments on top of that. Similarly with the Gateway system, 188 plus 20, €208, you know, a little bit over 10 grand a year, plus, you know, your various top-ups and what have you. And I mean, again, you know, this isn't ideal. I'm not saying that this is going to solve everyone's problem, you know, across the board. But I'm not saying either that, you know, we should be abolishing the system or anything like that. I think this gives people an opportunity to showcase themselves, get themselves out there, get themselves a bit of experience, bit of time around people and so on and so forth in the workplace. And, you know, that might lead to good things. I mean, we've created 58,000 jobs in the last year alone, 1,200 new jobs a week. I want to see people who are long-term unemployed up there with the rest of them competing for those jobs and getting the best chance possible of getting back on the employment ladder. And that's what I'm all about.
Okay, well, can I just say to you, Noel, that what about the attitude from people with regards to the Jobs Bridge in particular? I mean, talk about the Gateway schemes in a while, but the Jobs Bridge scheme seems to be castigated by a lot of people because of the fact that people are taken into companies for either a 6 month or 9 month period. And there's a little carrot dangled before them in the sense that they're told, well, there's a good possibility or there's a possibility that there'll be a full-time position created for you at the end of your tenure, depending on how well you do. And a lot of the time people are saying there was no job.
At the end of it, or they hired another Job Bridge person.
That's right.
You know, immediately after they let the person go. I understand the frustration there. I know what you mean. I've been pushing for nearly three years now for fundamental reforms of Job Bridge to give workers more rights there and to give employers kind of, you know, fewer carrots to dangle, if you like. Mm. I think that we need rules and regulations in that system in terms of an employee can't employ consecutive Job Bridge interns. Once they've employed an intern, that's it then. There's a lock on that, I think, for that position for a year. Similarly, you shouldn't be allowed to advertise a position that has previously been a full-time job that you've let someone go in the last year in the system.
But that seems to be happening now, doesn't it?
There's no question to my mind, and any reasonable person will tell you, if they're talking honestly to you and talking straight, they'll tell you that is happening out there. Some people are abusing the system. Some people are playing the system for what it's worth and deciding that they don't want to pay someone, you know, 300, 400 quid a week when they can get a Job Bridge intern in the door for free. Mm-hmm. And we need to work and we need to be policing the system constantly to iron this out. Now, you know, I'd agree with some of what Paul says, but I also think, like I said, internships can be useful. They can be a force for good. I started out in an internship. I had a friend who did Job Bridge for 6 months. He got a full-time job out of it. now, but I know a heck of a lot more people who have done job bridges, and they felt a bit diddled at the end of it. You know, they felt that carrot was dangled out there in front of them, and then at the end of it, they were told, well, actually, you know, our budget isn't what we thought it would be, etc., etc. And I could name, I could name, don't worry, I won't, but big multinational firms who have done this, and I have thought it's shameful. I have thought it's shameful, and I thought they've been beyond that kind of behaviour, but they've done it. They've done it, and I'm disappointed, and I think we need a kind of a fundamental charter of rights, if you like, for workers to be put into JobBridge, kind of 10 points upon which, you know, employers, like I said, can't employ consecutive JobBridge interns, can only employ a certain amount during the lifetime of their involvement with that programme, and you know, kind of giving workers more rights there, as opposed to the responsibilities. Because I want to give workers responsibilities, I want to give unemployed people responsibilities, I want to get people back on the ladder, but at the same time, I want to make sure that they have rights and that they feel there's someone fighting for them as well.
Okay, okay, listen, I'll just say this, and we won't dwell on it, but the word exploitation has been used in connection with this whole thing. Now, I'd like to ask, because I'm not familiar with the overall scheme, how long has the JobBridge scheme been in existence, and wasn't it initially meant as a short term operation to get people from social welfare back into training of some sort? But it I don't know how long it's meant to continue in the form it is. Have you any ideas on this?
Well, I mean, it was introduced, to give you an idea, it was introduced about 2.5 years ago now, we'll say. Initially, there was a limit, an overall lifetime limit on the individual who could participate, where you could participate for 9 months. So say I had a friend who did 1 6-month internship and then was going to do another 3-month one, he thought, but he got a job in the end and it worked out, if you know what I mean. So he never did the full 9 months, if you like, over the lifetime of it. Now that's been extended a little bit. I think the maximum you can do in the lifetime now is 15 months. And the reason for that is because some people are going in, doing their internship, say, for 9 months, and then they don't get the job that they thought they were going to get at the end of it. And then they find themselves, you know, they're out of JobBridge credit, if you like. And, you know, they're really stuck in a corner then.
Yeah.
So we're not extending the limit in order to allow people to be exploited necessarily, but just to allow them to get back on the horse. Because a lot of people do want to get back on the horse. Like, if there's one thing I find every day when I meet people, it's this burning desire to get out and just do something and just get going and be able to tell people, you know, what do you do? I do this right now and I'm hoping to get a job out of it. You know, it gives you a sense of respect and so on and so forth. So, I mean, I agree that when you use the word exploitation, there are some people taking advantage of the system. Don't be fooled by what I'm saying here. There are some people taking advantage of the system, and we need to work to iron that kind of thing out. Now, as far as I'm concerned, JobBridge should only be a temporary employment activation measure, as we call it here, or a temporary way of getting people back on the ladder, as normal people would say. So I think that by the end of the lifetime of this government, if you like, before we go to a general election, we should probably be looking at winding down JobBridge at that stage.
Yeah.
The employment situation should have stabilised enough that employers feel okay with the potential risk associated with taking someone on. And that's the reason JobBridge came about, to just give you an idea. If I'm an employer and I want to take someone on, or, you know, I think my business is picking up a bit and I might need someone for, say, you know, the next 6 months, the next year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring someone, as you know, is an expensive, lengthy process. You have to give certain commitments to people, certain contracts to people. You have certain obligations, et cetera, et cetera. And if you find after a month or two the work is dried up and, you know, you don't necessarily need a full-time employee anymore, that becomes a very difficult situation. So JobBridge is a kind of a way of, you know, try before you buy, if you like, making sure that if you get the right person, we'll say, if you hire me, Noel Rock, you hire Noel Rock for the JobBridge for 3 months. So, Jesus, Noel's actually all right. You know, he does the paperwork, he comes in on time, and he's a decent fella. And actually, we do have a bit of work for him here. Sure, we'll hire him. Let's avoid all this interview nonsense and waiting a month to get someone. That fella's in front of me right now. That's the thing. It's about giving people that extra 50 quid a month to get out there, to compete with people who, you know, people from higher income backgrounds have always been doing internships, as we well know. So now everyone from every background can compete and can participate and can put themselves in front of employers, you know, put themselves in the shop window of employment, if you like, and be able to go and get that work afterwards.
Okay,
is good.
Okay, you're making a good positive case there for JobBridge. Can I just ask you, Noel, what happens to a lot of the people who do the JobBridge for the 6 or 9 months and then there's nothing at the end of it? Well, did they end up just back on social welfare and back in the system, so to speak?
Yeah, in
a nutshell.
In fact, they do. Like, I mean, and there's no way of dressing that up. Now, what we're working on right now to kind of to supplement, if you like, JobsBridge, is a thing that is coming down from Europe. It's called the Youth Guarantee Scheme. I don't know if you've had anyone on talking about it before, but effectively what it says...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you just broke up there, but keep talking. You're okay.
So the Youth Guarantee Scheme is being trialled in Ballymun right now, and it's the first place in the country that is getting the Youth Guarantee Scheme. And what it says is that within 3 months of becoming unemployed, every young person under 30 will be guaranteed a place on either education or in employment. And it's up to the government to help with that process. So that's the kind of thing that we're looking to roll out nationally. So right now it is the case, you're dead right, that if someone is let go from JobsBridge or if their thing comes to an end, that's it then, in effect, they're back. And obviously, that's not what we want. We don't want people to be back on social welfare, you know that way.
Yeah, okay, listen, we don't have a great line now, Noble. I need to ask you one more question before we let you go. The Gateway Scheme, can I just put this to you, and I'm going to quote... The Gateway Scheme is a national disgrace. Long-term unemployed people will be expected to work for €1 an hour. I was under the impression that slavery is illegal in Ireland, but it seems that the Labour Party is intent on reintroducing it with this scheme and other schemes in JobsBridge. And it says here that today responded to media reports that Dublin City and County Councils are to get more than 800 unemployed workers to work for them under the Gateway Scheme. What's this about, please, Noel?
Yeah, so the Gateway Scheme is taking long-term unemployed people who are unemployed for 2 years or more and putting them into placements with Dublin City Council, mostly around kind of human-facing things, so street ambassadors, tourist ambassadors, that kind of thing, meeting and greet people on our shopping streets, giving directions, asking if they need help, that kind of thing, you know, getting people out, interacting with people and just getting them to do a few hours of work. Now, he says it's €1 an hour. I disagree with that because obviously you get your basic rate of 188 a week and you get this €20 on top of it. That's 208. So that's more than €10 an hour for the work you're doing. I don't see the 188 as separate to it. I see that as part of the package, obviously, because, I mean, you know, you get nothing for nothing in this life and there's no such thing as a free lunch. And I think, you know, if people can get out there and do just a little bit, a few hours just in order to earn their keep, if you like, I think that's no harm at all.
Can I ask you, how many hours a week are people expected to do on this scheme?
Yeah, 19 and a half hours.
Okay, okay. So, well, this is parallel to... people taking up CE schemes because it's the same amount of hours, basically. Isn't that right? It's CE schemes under a different name, basically.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you're spot on what you're saying there. Now, I mean, obviously, there are a wealth of opportunities open to people, and they absolutely, no one's going to be frog marched into doing this. I mean, you can do a CE scheme, or you can do some kind of back to work placement. You can do JobBridge. You can do education. You can do anything. But this is for the people who, at the end of that list, say, actually, I don't want to do any of those things. We're saying then, listen, you're going to have to go out and do a little bit of work for the council, which frees up our council workers to do the work that you and I want getting done, fixing footpaths, fixing roads. We want council workers doing that kind of stuff. So we're saying that we're going to have a couple of hundred people greeting tourists and so on and so forth.
Okay, and can I just ask you there for a sec, Noel, because we're running up against the clock here. can I ask you, with this particular one, with the people working with the council, how long will they be expected to take these kind of, I'm going to use the word positions, because they're not really positions within the council. How long will they be expected to keep working with the council for, if that's the situation?
Yeah,
if they're doing 19 and a half hours a week, will they be given a contract? Will they be asked to sign a contract for a year or 6 months? Or how will that work?
Yeah. It's not entirely clear yet the practicality of how long that contract will be. I think it'd be reasonable, maybe 6 months should be your limit on that kind of thing. I think that would be reasonable and that'd be probably the best you can expect. Now, what I've talked to make it a little bit better, I've talked to some of my colleagues in the Dáil and Shannon this week to give you an idea. I think that on top of the 188 and the €20 they're getting, to make it a little bit easier and to make life a little bit easier, we should be looking at giving them the means to travel, maybe some kind of a leap card for the weeks that they're in employment with the city council so that they can get back and forth to work and that, you know, they're absolutely not left in a worse position than before they started this work. Because I think right now and getting people on that ladder. Even if it's only a half a step on the ladder, at least they're on the ladder.
One last question for you, Noel. If people decline to take up the offer to do these jobs with the council, what happens then? Where do they go from there? If they say, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, at that stage, if they say no, they don't want to do it, they'll have said no to Jobbridge, no to a CE scheme, no to education. They will have had to have not been looking for work for the last 2 years as part of the stipulation, and they'll have to have said no, finally, to this gateway scheme. So they'll have said no to five, maybe six opportunities at this stage. And if that happens, we're talking about bringing in a slight reduction on their social welfare. Because if they're saying no to so many things and they're on the dole for 2 years, you have to wonder then, don't you? You have to ask the question, you know, is this person just going to be on social welfare? Do they want to look for work?
Okay.
If they want to look for work, then they, you know, they will take up the gateway scheme, or they'll take up Jobbridge, or they'll take up education, or they'll take up something.
Yeah.
But what we want to do is make sure that we're incentivizing the right things and, you know, putting a disincentive on the wrong things. So, you know, a carrot for the right things and a stick for the wrong things, if you like, and getting people back to work, getting that experience they need, so that when that next interview comes up, they can say, I've been out for the last 3 months doing this and this, and I've got this experience. And, you know, that's no harm to anybody.
Okay. And the schemes are primarily, just the last one, a quick answer from you too, please, Noel, if you wouldn't mind. These schemes are primarily aimed at young people, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, Noel. Listen, thanks for taking so much time to talk to me. We'll talk to you again at some stage. Okay. Thanks very much.
Fair play to you. Sorry about the dodgy line. See you again.
No, you're okay. Thanks a lot, Noel. Bye. Bye-bye.